Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for a few seconds. I want to remind you about a flexible premium indexed annuity. I've been talking about this for weeks. I haven't seen one like this in decades. But right now, they're running a special bump on the bonuses up front and protect those bonuses on all new money for the first 3 years. So we need to talk about those details. And again, those aren't going to be around a long time. So if you're interested, get on my calendar. Don't put it off. But you can get anywhere from a 14% bonus up to a 23% bonus up front and on all new money you add to this annuity for the first 3 years. People have been asking me for things like this, and this, again, this isn't going to be around long. So you need to give me a call today. 14 to 23% bonus. Don't miss it. 877-218-1972. It doesn't cost you anything to get the information, and you may be interested in it. All right, back to the show. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. Just a couple of minutes introduction to the Bible Views radio show. You can hear it in the KLTV listening audience every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 3 p.m. every Sunday. And then just like my Saturday Ron Caskey show, they're both archived over on my website at www.roncaskey.com. So that's R-O-N-C-A-S-K-E-Y. .com. Now, I'm inviting you to stay tuned to this one-hour show today and what the Bible Views radio show, pretty normal standard operating procedure. I usually read some articles that pertain to your church, your household, to Christians, to homeschooling, things that affect our lives as Christians here in the United States. Then I go down some headlines that I get out of the Sword of the Lord every week that you're not going to get in the left-wing nut socialist media. And I read some of those headlines and describe some of those. I usually sing a song off of one of my albums. I've recorded 5 gospel albums, stereo albums, 50 songs. And I normally pull one of those off and play it, usually by about the start of the second segment of my Bible Views radio show. Then I invite you, if you're stationary, to grab a Bible and follow through with me in your Bible on what does the Bible have to say about financial freedom? What does the Bible have to say about investing? What does the Bible have to say about giving, lending, charging interest, paying interest, collecting interest? What is the Bible? See, there's 450 some odd verses in the Bible on wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. There's 15 on poverty. So I break that down every Sunday. I talk about Joseph, the first financial planner in the Bible. I talk about taking offerings, financing the church. Just all kinds of things, and it's all from the Bible. What does the Bible have to say about God's money? It's all God's money. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Once again to the Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host. I'm here every week at this same time. By the way, today is Father's Day. So happy Father's Day to all of you dads out there. If your dad is still on the earth, you need, and if he's close to you, go by and see him and hug him and say, I love you, Dad. If he's not close to you where you can do that, pick up the phone and call him and say, Happy Father's Day, Dad. My dad died in 1987, and he was only 67 years old. That's nearly 40 years ago. And I miss him. Every day I think of my dad and the things he and my granddad taught me. They taught me so much. And I value the legacy that they gave to me and left for me. I can't tell you all the things they taught me. My dad was my best friend, and he was the wisest man I ever knew. And so I miss him. But if your dad's still around, by all means, make sure you tell him, I love you, Dad. Thank you for everything you taught me. And tell him you love him. So there you go. Happy Father's Day. You know, every Mother's Day, I bring a message from Proverbs 31, where Solomon said, who can find a virtuous woman? And he listed all the attributes, verses 10 to 31, on his mom. As far as I know, there isn't a chapter in the Bible that pertains the same thing that pertains to dads and to fathers and to men and husbands. And so I know there's a song that talks about faith of our fathers, and we have the founding fathers of our country and so on, but there's no Proverbs 31 for dads. There you go. All right, here's my numbers. You can call me this afternoon. Get on my calendar for this coming week for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. So pick up the phone and give me a call. Let me show you how. I'll bring you the information. It doesn't cost you anything. How to get lifetime income for you and your spouse. How to capture the upside of the market with none of the downside risk. How to be a good steward of God's money. And I'll show you all of that, and I'll bring it to you. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Give me a call this afternoon for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. And by the way, next Sunday, the 28th at 10:30 a.m., I'll be preaching and singing at the First Baptist Church in Longmont. And if you don't have a church home, by all means, would love to have you. The service starts at 10:30. And like I said, I'll be preaching and singing there on the next Sunday. I will also be back there on the last Sunday in July. And so if you can, and I don't want to take you out of your own church. So if you've got your church, by all means, be faithful there. But if you don't have a church home, then by all means, would love to have you next Sunday, First Baptist Church, Longmont, 10:30 is the service. Noteworthy news out of the Sword of the Lord, the SPLC, Southern Poverty Law Center, was paying the Ku Klux Klan, the Department of Justice indictment claims. Todd Blanche and Cash Patel announced charges against the Southern Poverty Law Center, claiming the SPLC was funding the Ku Klux Klan and others. The Southern Poverty Law Center has raised money for decades claiming to dismantle white supremacy, but it funded millions of dollars to white nationalist groups, including the Ku Klux Klan, according to a federal indictment handed down April 21st. While the SPLC purports to fight white supremacy and social hatred, Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche said in a press conference that the SPLC was not dismantling these groups. It was instead manufacturing the extremism it purports to oppose. UK pastor prosecuted for preaching John 3:16. I've got an article here I read yesterday of a new bill in Canada that makes preaching out of the Bible, reading the Bible, quoting the Bible, a criminal offense in Kansas. Canada. It'll come to Kansas before we know it. But this UK pastor was prosecuted for preaching John 3:16. A retired pastor who was prosecuted after preaching a sermon outside a hospital in Northern Ireland, faces an anxious wait to find out the verdict in his case. He was prosecuted in connection with an open-air sermon on John 3:16 that he preached within a safe access zone outside Coleraine's Causeway Hospital in Northern Ireland in 2024. He was charged with attempting to influence people seeking to access the hospital's abortion services, despite the sermon being preached on a Sunday when the clinic was closed. He also did not mention abortion during his sermon, and he did not display any banners, placards, on the topic. See, when I was in college, street preaching was a popular thing. We'd go down countless times in cities outside. I was at Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina, and we'd go to all those little towns outside of Greenville on Saturday night, and then I was on the judo team. I have a black belt in judo and karate and a third degree black belt in taekwondo. But in college, we as a judo team, we'd go preach on the street corner and then do a demonstration just to get an audience. And now this pastor in Northern Ireland is facing criminal charges for that. Christian, that'll come to an America near you if we don't get rid of these stupid communist, left-wing nut socialist Democrats that are running our state and, of course, the District of Criminals. Christian man imprisoned for converting to Christianity in Egypt. The trial of an Egyptian Christian man imprisoned on charges related to his conversion from Islam and his attempt to change his religious designation on identity papers opened last week in Cairo. Said Mansour Rezik, I can't pronounce his name, was arrested in July under terrorism-related charges. Apostasy is not illegal in Egypt, but changing the religious designation on official identity documents is practically impossible and leaves converts open to prosecution as a national security threat. This guy has been held in Cairo's 10th of Ramadan prison. That tells you who runs that, where he has reportedly been deprived of basic necessities, including adequate food, clothing, and medical care, and hung in a crucifixion position. And oh, by the way, speaking of identity, I'm going to tell you something. The day that my insurance, life insurance, annuities, and applications, the day they change from gender, male to female. Right now, every application has a box to check whether that individual is male or female. The day they change that to this nonsense, woke, non-gender, they, them, blah, 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 I'm out of here. I won't do it. I'll leave that space blank. They'll come back on me and say it's invalid. Well, so be it. I will not conform if these life insurance companies ever do that. I don't see it coming. I'm just saying, if we don't make some changes in the District of Criminals and the House and the Senate and the governor in the state of Colorado, it's coming. It's coming soon. Church in Wales votes to make same-sex blessings permanent. The church in Wales governing body has voted to make same-sex blessings permanent following a five-year trial period in which they were allowed on a temporary basis. The vote is likely to lead some Welsh Anglicans to leave the denomination or seek alternative episcopal oversight. The measure needed a two-thirds majority of each of the orders, which comprise the governing body, bishops, clergy, and laity, All five bishops voted in favor the clerk to make it permanent. The clergy voted 32-7 in favor with five abstentions, and the laity 48-8 in favor with two abstentions to make same-sex marriage blessings permanent. Coming to an America near you. Suing to shut down the trans industry. I'm all for that. Three major medical associations are being sued for deliberately misleading people about trans drugs and mutilating surgeries. These companies are making billions off of child abuse, said Florida Attorney General James, I can't pronounce his name, Uthmeyer, I think. In a statement, Fox News said, now they are being sued for their dangerous lies, and Liberty Counsel is on the case. Liberty Counsel has been fighting the trans agenda for decades. The Florida Attorney General filed suit against the three leading medical associations pushing the lie of trans care on children and adults. The World Professional Association for Transgender Health, like they care about anybody's health, the Endocrine Society, and the American Academy of Pediatrics. Let's jump over here to pro-life news and views. Planned Parenthood got $90 million in COVID loans from the Biden White House. Planned Parenthood got $90 million in COVID loans from the Biden White House. I'm telling you, the Biden mob family, the Clinton mob family, the Obama mob family, all of those people are nothing but satanic atheists, and anybody that follows them are satanic atheists, and here they are spending $90 million on wholesale murder of live babies. It was reported on April 29th that the Biden administration improperly funneled more than $90 million in forgiven Paycheck Protection Program loans to Planned Parenthood affiliates, despite the organization being deemed ineligible for the funds. Those liars, lying criminals don't care. Senator John Ernst, Joni Ernst, said officials attempted to conceal the payments by using misleading terminology on records. Now, there's a surprise that by the Biden administration would mislead people in any way. Can you imagine? They're a bunch of lying criminals, along with about 90% of the politicians in the district of criminals. Well, we'll come back and catch some more of those headlines. Give me a call, 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Stay tuned. I will be right back.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm, affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients. Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@longmont.com. hoplaw.org.
Well, hi everybody, Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off. All right, welcome back to my second segment of today's Bible Views radio show. I'm Dr. Ron Caskey. I'm your host, and I'm here every week at this same time. Give me a call. Get on my calendar. Let me bring information to you at no cost. My time never costs you a penny, ever. There's never any pressure from me to you to make a decision one way or the other. I'm just going to give you some choices that your financial planner, advisor, CFP, fee taker will never give to you, and they won't like you for listening to Dr. Ron Caskey. They'll tell you so. And so that's why I bring information to you at no cost on how to protect, preserve, grow, and recession-proof your retirement, how to get lifetime income for you and your spouse till death or 120 years old. You can't outlive it. And how to get a doubler on that income if you had to go into a nursing home. They'll help you pay for it, and that's a benefit, not a rider. So get on my calendar. I'll bring you the information. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Back to the Sword of the Lord. And we're in the section called Pro-Life News and Views. Rise in abortions due to mail-order drugs, which we of course, in our state, y'all come, we in our government allow you to kill your baby legally, along with 64,000 babies murdered under Roe versus Wade. But there's a lot of smarter states that have outlawed abortion, but Our all-knowing liberal, ultra-liberal Supreme Court said it's okay to mail those drugs to all 50 states. Roe versus Wade may be history, but abortions are up nationwide. While many states have moved to restrict in-person abortions, chemically induced abortions via pills have taken the place of abortion facilities. Mifepristone, I think I finally learned how to pronounce that drug, the drug most commonly used to abort, kill unborn babies, is available by mail nationwide, even in states that have abortion restrictions. According to a recent report by the Guttmacher Institute, over 91,000 abortions were obtained by mail last year, Pro-Life says. Supreme Court of the United States rules 9-0. Pregnancy centers can challenge New Jersey subpoena. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that a group of faith-based pregnancy centers can challenge New Jersey unconstitutional subpoena for its donor records in federal court before the state officially moves to enforce it. The decision sends the case back down to a lower federal court for it to consider the pregnancy center's claims that the subpoena unconstitutionally infringes on their First Amendment freedom and so on. Well, let's turn the page and let's look at least one more on the noteworthy news side. Pentagon orders no males in women's Navy restrooms. Well, duh. I'll tell you what, under Trump and Hegseth, I'm telling you, they're taking over and ruling against these idiots in the military. As a result of several demand letters from Liberty Counsel, a U.S. Navy warfare center in Rhode Island is requiring two men who claim to be women to stop using female restrooms and use facilities according to their sex. Again, duh. According to ALNAV 017/25, a February 2025 message directed to all U.S. Navy units. See, I think they ought to kick those two LGBTQIA freaks out of the Navy, is what they should do. But the policy of the United States is to recognize two sexes, male and female, that are not changeable. The message implements President Donald Trump's Executive Order 14168, defending women from gender ideology, extremism, and restoring ideological truth to the federal government. Good luck. The ALNAV message further directs all Navy entities ensure that intimate single-sex spaces defined in EO 14, that's Executive Order 14168, are designated by sex and not gender identity on installations, facilities, ships, and any other infrastructure. Initially, NUWC Newport Division employees were erroneously advised by their local Equal Opportunity Office, contrary to Department of War policy, that individuals may use the restrooms of the gender with which they identify. Of course, Liberty Counsel went after them and got that changed. One more. Sharia law in U.S. courts cases. One of the most basic principles of U.S. law is that foreign laws do not apply in U.S. courtrooms. Even when a contract is executed in a foreign country under that country's laws, a U.S. court cannot uphold that contract, its tenets, if they contradict U.S. law. When you live in the United States, folks, do business in the United States, you should have to obey United States laws. Sadly, some American judges appointed by Obama and Biden apparently missed that question on their bar exam, because judges right here in the U.S. have forced parties in the U.S. courtrooms to abide by Sharia contracts and laws. See, I'm telling you, these judges, we know how they get appointed by satanic atheists like Obama and Biden and Clinton and so on, and they follow. So what do these cases have in common? Odatala versus Odatala, Arizona versus Arizona, blah, blah, blah. It just lists all of these, South Dakota versus MJR and so on. U.S. courts used Islamic Sharia to determine the cases. It's time we lay down the law once and for all for these judges. No law but U.S. law in America. Again, duh. You know, we have gone so far left. And I'm telling you, it's the church's fault. It's because preachers abided by the Johnson Amendment that said you can't talk about how these idiot politicians vote. You can't recommend who to vote for. And I never did comply by the Johnson Amendment that said in the United States, and that was when Lyndon Johnson was a senator. But that law was finally done away with under Trump. But that said that the Infernal Revenue Service, if a preacher did that from the pulpit, the Infernal Revenue Service could walk in and take your tax deduction status away from that church. And they could shut you down. So that's the problem. Bottom line, now I'm sure there are preachers here and there are people listening to me and say, oh, my preacher's perfect. No preacher is perfect. And I'm sure there are people saying, well, my preacher takes a stand. Well, we'll see come November if your preacher takes a stand. But that's where we're at in America, is because preachers fail to preach the whole counsel of God, and therefore church members don't stand on the Word of God in their families or their church. One more article, I forgot this one. Canadian bill puts Bible in the crosshairs. Sermons could become a hate crime. This is 3 pages. I read it on yesterday's Ron Caskey show. But basically what this bill says, if it clears their Senate and becomes law, it says that any pastor that reads or preaches the Bible or quotes the Bible can be designated as a criminal, giving in to hate crimes. They're making the Bible a hate crime in Canada. And I said yesterday, that is coming to an America near you. So stand by, folks. My time's about gone now, but I have time to sing this song. I've never been this homesick before. Hope it's a blessing to you.
There's a light in the window, the table spread in splendor, someone standing by the open door. See the crystal river, so I must be near forever. Lord, I've never been this homesick before. See the bright light shine.
See the bright light
shine.
hope that song was a blessing to you. And once again, happy Father's Day to all of you dads. Be sure and jot down these phone numbers. And it's okay to call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. Call me 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Don't put it off. Call me. Stay tuned. I'll be right back. Hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey jumping in here just for 60 seconds to tell you about orphan 401ks. I've been talking about that for several weeks, did a couple of webinars on it. If you have left a job and left a 401k behind, that is an orphan 401k that no one cares about, no one's contributing to, no one's matching your money, and if you leave it there long enough, the fees will destroy that orphan 401k. So we can move that into an IRA annuity. It's just a matter of paperwork, a transfer form, and get it out of there into something that'll grow for you. Call me for a no-cost appointment in your home or your office. Here's my number, 303-710-3791. Do it today. Don't put it off.
Walter J. Hopp of Hopp & Associates is a law practice limited to estate and business planning. Walter is a Colorado native with extensive experience with clients local and nationwide, and is a former partner in a large multi-state estate planning law firm. Affiliated with several professional groups to provide the most current and unique solutions for his clients, Walter is the author of articles and a book on estate planning, and a frequent speaker over the years to lawyers and groups alike. Again, on estate planning, Walter offers a unique approach for how to protect yourself and loved ones from a litigious and expensive legal system. And listen to this, your first meeting with Walter is free, that's right, free, to see if they can improve on planning that you may already have in place. Call Walter and Associates PC of Longmont. Call today, 303-776-4045, or email him at walterhopp@hopplaw.org.
All right, welcome back to my third and final segment. Real quick, grab a pen, jot down my numbers, call me this afternoon for a no-cost appointment starting tomorrow morning. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Now, let's talk about the richest man who ever lived. And you've got to understand, if money could solve every problem, Solomon would have had no problems. If wealth could guarantee happiness, Solomon would have been the happiest man who ever lived. If possessions could satisfy the human heart, Ecclesiastes would never have been written. So today we're going to meet the richest man who ever lived and discover what his life teaches believers about wealth, wisdom, success, and eternity. So here's number one, God's gift of wisdom. For that, let's look at 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 5 through 13. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." And Solomon said, "Thou hast showed unto thy servant David, my father, great mercy, according as he walked before thee in truth, and in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with thee. Thou hast kept for him this great kindness, that thou hast given him a son to sit on his throne, as it is this day. And now, O Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am but a little child. I know not how to go out or to come in. And thy servant is in the midst of thy people, which thou hast chosen, a great people that cannot be numbered nor counted for multitude. Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great a people? And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, either hast asked for riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there was none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee. And I have also given thee that which thou hast not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be any among the kings like unto thee all thy days. So, because God said, ask what I can give to you, and Solomon asked for, he didn't ask for riches, he asked for wisdom. And he was just a young king. In fact, he said, I'm just a child. An enormous responsibility to govern Israel. And so God offered him a request. Solomon asked for understanding, and it made God happy. And so in verses 11 and 13, he says, and God said unto him, because you haven't asked this, thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life or riches for thyself or the life of thine enemies, but you've asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. And he said, because of that, I have also given you riches. So God said, because you asked for wisdom rather than riches, God gave him both. The blessing was not wealth. The blessing was wisdom. Wealth was the byproduct. A lot of people today ask for money first. They ask for success first. They ask for possessions first. God honored Solomon because he sought wisdom first. And so we come down to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. God said, that's more important, is to get wisdom. And once wisdom came and wealth arrived, they arrived in abundance. And as I mentioned, I believe it was on two weeks ago, I brought a message here on the Bible Views radio show, no wants, no needs, no desires. God has promised the faithful Christian those things. It's a gift of God. Your needs are taken care of. Your wants are taken care of. Your desires are taken care of. So stop wasting time praying for wants, needs, and desires. It's already taken care of. But if you ask for wisdom like Solomon did, and you get understanding like Solomon did, God will give you riches like he gave to Solomon. I recommend, and I forgot to tell my friend over there on the Western Slope this the other day, but I will mention it to him next time I see him, and I'll try to remember to do it on Saturday's radio show. See, on the Western Slope, for whatever reason, that's a good station, but they don't play my Bible Views radio show on Sunday. They play my Saturday show again. Go figure. But there are 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. How many days are in some of the months? There's either 30 or 31. and 28 in February in leap year. So I recommend that absolutely every Christian read the corresponding chapter in Proverbs to whatever that day is. So today is June the 21st. Read Proverbs 21. Tomorrow, 22, and so on. And it won't hurt you in the months that only have 30 days. It won't hurt you to read two chapters on that day. But that will help you get wisdom and understanding. See, nobody accumulated wealth like Solomon. Gold flowed into Jerusalem. International trade came into Jerusalem. Massive building projects, palaces, armies, horses, influence, all flowed into Jerusalem because Solomon asked for wisdom and God gave him wealth in abundance and understanding. So, you got to understand, here, just let me lay the scene here. Silver became common. Kings visited him. The Queen of Sheba came and said, I've heard great things about you. And when she got through visiting and seeing it in person, she gave him billions of dollars in gold because she said, I saw how your people serve Almighty God and how you lead them in that wisdom. And so kings visited him, queens visited him, nations sought his counsel. Yeah, and I did. I put that here in my notes. The Queen of Sheba was overwhelmed by what she saw. And so here's what wealth did buy: comfort, influence, opportunity, security in many areas. But there were things wealth could never buy. So let's take a look at what wealth could not then or cannot today buy. Wealth can't buy obedience. Wealth can't buy character or fellowship with God or peace of conscience. Wealth cannot buy eternal life. You must be born again. You cannot give your money to get into heaven. I don't care if you're a Catholic or a Muslim or a Mormon or a Baptist. You cannot buy your way into heaven. You give your tithes and offerings to the church because you're saved, not to get saved. And so these people that try to buy their relatives out of the halfway house, which doesn't exist between heaven and hell, if it did exist, you couldn't buy them out. Wealth will not buy eternal life. Money is a wonderful servant, folks, but it's a terrible master. And that's exactly where Solomon's story begins to turn. And right here it is, what wealth could not buy. Ecclesiastes, you read all, I think it's 23 verses there in Ecclesiastes chapter 2, and you'll see Solomon tried it all. He eventually conducted the greatest experiment in human history. He tried everything. Read Ecclesiastes 2 verses 1 through 23. He tried pleasure. He said money can't buy pleasure. He tried entertainment. Didn't help. Building projects. He tried wealth, education, power, relationships. Ecclesiastes. You ought to read Ecclesiastes. It's written by Solomon. And throughout the book of Ecclesiastes, he says, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. And so here was his failure. He took foreign wives. He had, I don't remember, hundreds of wives and concubines. I used to, when I was a young pastor, I used to say, imagine, he had to buy a pantyhose factory to please all 700-800 of his wives and concubines. And that was back when women actually wore those things. But he took foreign wives. He compromised. He had a divided heart. And he gradually drifted. The wisest man, in his experience, became a warning to all generations down through time. So you need to read the corresponding chapter in Proverbs, but you ought to go over and at least read Ecclesiastes chapter 2 and see all of the things that Solomon tried, and he wrote, vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Knowledge alone doesn't keep a person right with God. Wisdom must be obeyed. And so here's what, in my closing 2 minutes here, here's what Solomon discovered. In Ecclesiastes 12:13, he said, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. And here it is. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. He doesn't say join a church, though you should. He didn't say be baptized, though you should. He didn't say give your money, though you should. He said, this is the whole duty of man, to fear God and keep his commandments. You see, the world says get more, acquire more, own more, build bigger. Solomon says, I've already done all of that. And without God, it doesn't satisfy. The richest man who ever lived eventually discovered something every believer should understand. The greatest asset is not gold. The greatest asset is not real estate. The greatest asset is not a portfolio. The greatest asset is a right relationship with Almighty God. Because when life is over, wisdom will matter more than wealth. Character will matter more than possessions. And eternity will matter more than everything. Well, there you go. Give me a call. Let me help you either with spiritual or your money. Here's my number, 877-218-1972. Call me today for a no-cost appointment next week. Thanks for listening. Bye. Well, hi, everybody. Dr. Ron Caskey here. You know, people go to Las Vegas, Cripple Creek, Central City, whatever, and they say, if I pull this handle one more time, surely I'll win. People get off the airplanes all happy. They get back on the same airplane 3 days later, all sad. My point in saying that is the market will not sustain highs. It goes up and it goes down. So I'm suggesting that you don't wait until the market tanks to get your money changed over to a safety net. That's where I come in. I do everything with indexed annuities where the risk is on the life insurance company instead of on your shoulders. I do it all with indexed annuities and life insurance. So if you're interested in capturing the upside of the market with none of the downside risk, I'm the guy you want to talk to. And my time never costs you a penny, ever. All you got to do is pick up the phone, call me, get on my calendar, and I'll bring the information to you. Here's my numbers. Call me now. Don't put it off. Don't wait until the market tanks. 303-710-3791. Toll free is 877-218-1972. Pick up the phone right now. Get on my calendar. Don't put it off. 877-218-1972. Again, my name's Dr. Ron Caskey. My time doesn't cost you a penny ever. Call me now. Thanks. Bye. Well, there you go. Bible Views Radio Show for today. Hope you enjoyed it, listening to it as much as I enjoy every week doing these one-hour radio shows. The Ron Caskey Show is here on the KLTT listening audience 1 to 2 o'clock on Saturdays, and this Bible Views radio show every Sunday 2 to 3 p.m. on Sunday afternoons. And then, of course, they're archived for 1 week. They're put up on my website at www.roncaskey.com. If you have questions concerning the Bible and what the Bible has to say about any subject, actually, just understand this. I don't debate or argue the Bible. See, a lot of people say, well, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. I got news for you. God said it, that settles it. And speaking of settle it, let me just explain to you the most important thing you could call me about is your salvation. Do you know if you died today that you'd go to spend eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ? If you're not sure of that, by all means, pick up the phone today and call me, and I'll tell you what the Bible says, and it's real simple, but you do need to be born again. You need to be saved. Once we settle that matter of salvation, then we can talk about God's money and how you can protect it, preserve it, and grow it. Now, to do that, you need to get on my calendar for next week. I know it's Sunday. I don't take appointments on Sunday. I don't work this business on Sunday. But I can answer my cell phone. And so if I'm not in church or doing something else this afternoon, then pick up the phone and call me this afternoon or this evening. But one thing you do need to do is set an appointment for this coming week. Give me 30-ish minutes to bring information to you and your spouse, if there is one, at your home or McDonald's, and show you how I can help you protect, preserve, and grow God's money. Here's my toll-free number. As I said, you can use it today, and I'll call you back. Here it is, 877-218-1972. 877-218-1972. Hey, have a blessed Lord's Day. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.